Good morning. I invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 5. I'd like to read verses 6 through 11. And I'm going to speak this morning on the subject of saved from wrath. Paul says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." Now, Paul has previously dealt in this fifth chapter with the fact that God's people will not ever be ashamed of their relationship to Christ. They'll never be put to shame. They'll never have cause for shame. Can you imagine the shame of that day when the Lord Jesus Christ says to the many, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you." The reality of love within our heart has been established by the Lord Jesus Christ, by His Spirit. Now, Paul deals with the reason of our hope and the evidence of God's love for us. This is the highest proof of God's love to sinners. The Scripture says, "When we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly." Weak, spiritually weak, destitute of any spiritual good or ability, and that is because of sin. In due time, at God's appointed time, in the fullness of time, Christ, the Scripture says, died for the ungodly. Who died? Christ, the only begotten, well-beloved Son of God, in human flesh. How did he die? Well, he died the death of shame under the judgment of Almighty God. Yes, that's right. He died under God's judgment. Why? Because sin was found on him. The imputed sin of his elect. God, the Scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he was made to be sin, though he himself was personally perfect. Sin was charged to him. Well, why did he die? Well, he was dying in the place or in the stead of God's people, that God might be just in justifying the sinner. You see, God cannot just sweep sin under the rug. He will in no wise clear the guilty. The wages of sin is death. No ifs, no ands, no buts. God must punish sin. Well, for whom did he die? Well, the Scripture says, for the ungodly, not the righteous, but for those ungodly in nature and practice. Well, when did he die? The Scripture says, when we were without strength. That is, without strength to obey the law, without strength to come to him, without strength to help ourselves. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 13, and verse 23, the Scripture says, Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. What does this mean? It means that as the man can't change the color of his skin, a leopard can't change his spots, and neither can a man do anything good toward God. Well, verse 7 of our passage says this, "Scarcely for a righteous man will one die." What does that mean, righteous man? Why, it's those that see themselves as being righteous. Actually, that could be translated self-righteous. That is, a moral, strict, religious man who before men appears righteous in all of his ways, but not necessarily loved. The Pharisees were strict, moral men, but they were feared more than they were loved. But this righteous man that's being spoken of, scarcely or hardly for a righteous man, that is, people that observe customs and rules and fulfill duties toward others and are right according to human standards. The scripture says, hardly or scarcely will you find someone that will die for such a man. Yet, peradventure, or perhaps for a good man, that is, a benevolent man, a gracious man in all of his ways, one that's kind and considerate to others, that's beloved and respected. The scripture says that some would die for a man like that. But God, verse 8, commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He manifested that love that was previously hidden within his heart. He's given full evidence of it. There's no room to doubt it. This love was toward us. Who? Those called to be saints. Those that he foreknew in electing grace. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now you can bet, those for whom Christ died, God will save. The scripture says, the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." We've used that scripture before. They shall come to me. I will in no wise cast them out. All that shall ever be saved, Christ loved, Christ died for, and redeemed while they were yet sinners. Sinners by birth, sinners by choice, sinners by practice, and had absolutely no love toward Almighty God. This shows the freeness of salvation, that it did not rise for any loveliness whatsoever in the recipients of God's grace, or from any righteousness done by them, but from His own sovereign will and pleasure. In the book of Psalm, chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, the scripture says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There's none that doeth good. No, not one." We think that we're able to do something to please God. We think that we're able somehow to do some work of righteousness that God will accept. You say, but a man believes and God accepts that. A man believes because God has wrought faith within his heart. A man believes because God has given him a new heart. Man previously is with a heart that's a stone. He's dead. He's unable. No man can come. No man has the ability to come. Well, if the Lord Jesus Christ died for us while we were in an ungodly, unlovely state, verse 9 says, "Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Being justified, being made just. If Christ has died in the stead of His enemies, He will surely save His friends. Being now justified, that is, to be restored to favor with God because of the satisfaction of justice. We're not justified before God because we believe. We're justified before God because God's wrath has been put away in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sin has been dealt with. Sin has been paid for. Sin has been put away. How? By His blood. By His substitutionary death. Not by our works. Not even by our faith. Not even by our obedience. But totally on the basis of His work in our place. God's sheep are brought into a relationship of peace with God and are now considered and reckoned to be righteous for Christ's sake. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 13, the scripture says, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ." We shall be saved from wrath, the scripture says, through Him. He will not leave His work unfinished. Whom He justifies, them He also glorifies. We're saved from God's wrath. Though we were as deserving of His wrath as any man, yet by electing sovereign grace, God's sheep are not appointed to it. Now, if while we were yet enemies, that is, sinners, and we were reconciled, that is, to be changed from an enemy to a friend, back to God, then the blood of Christ that has torn down that wall of separation has created perfect peace. We're saved, the scripture says, by His life, His resurrected, intercessory life, totally in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we were reconciled while enemies, try to comprehend the blessing in Christ Jesus now that we've been made joint heirs with Him. Saved by His life. John 14:19 says, "Because I live, ye shall live also." He shall save to the uttermost those that come unto God by Him. Why? Because He ever lives to make intercession for us. And then verse 11 says, "And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. We are saved from God's wrath through Him. We are reconciled to God by His Son, by His blood, and we joy in God, the covenant God, the God of all grace, mercy, peace, and salvation. We rejoice in His perfection, in His providence, in His presence. And we come to this joy through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by, in, and through Christ that we have received the atonement. Full redemption is by His blood for sinners and is received totally by faith. Well, I invite you now to tune to WNAB Nashville 58 and hear Brother Henry Mahan from 13th Street Baptist Church in Ashland, Kentucky, preach a message on God's free and sovereign grace. Until next week, God bless you.